Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, when did Dori Sontheimer find the seven boxes and what was in them? Dori Sontheimer was born in Barcelona and educated by Catholic nuns. Many years later, after her mother's death, she was looking in a storage cupboard in her childhood home and discovered seven boxes containing documents about her family's history. She learned the details of how her parents, German Jews, had fled the Nazis to Spain and about the fate of the rest of her family. With the help of Spanish journalist Eduardo Martín de Pozuelo, she compiled these documents into a book, Las Siete Cajas, which was recently published in Spain. Dori spoke with us about her own background, the seven boxes, and the family secrets that they revealed. Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Dori. This is an amazing story. Can you tell us first a little bit about your own background, where you grew up?
I born in Barcelona, and my education was in a Catholic school in Barcelona. I have my university studies also in Barcelona, and I am pharmacist, and all my life is here in Spain.
You went to a Catholic school, and you went to school at a time when Franco was still in power. Did they teach you anything about Jews?
No, anything. In the school, anything. It was after the Second War. I born in 1946, so 1 year after the Second War. And in our school, never we talk about Jewish, never.
So you didn't get the typical Franco propaganda that the Jews were bad, either?
I think when I was a child, we didn't know nothing about the war, about the Jews. It was only a Catholic education with German sisters. So it was not so hard with other schools in Spain that it was strongly religious. And our school was a little more light in religious sense.
Can you tell us about the boxes? How did you find them?
I found all the boxes when my mother died in 22. I know that we came from a Jewish family because my mother and my father told me this when I was 18 years old. But they always tell, be still with this, don't tell this to other people because Sanchez, I think that they have suffered so much that it was very difficult. They were afraid about to tell that we came from a Jewish family.
Yeah, something that I was curious about is that in 1967, already Spain had a religious freedom law, and in 1968 they built the big synagogue in Madrid. And so there was religious freedom after 1968, and then after 1978, with the Constitution, after Franco died, there was complete religious freedom. Do you think that your parents were just kind of viscerally afraid, or do you think they were afraid maybe of what people they knew would say, because there was this kind of anti-Semitism that a lot of people felt? Why do you think they didn't talk about it after 1978?
After 1978, my father died in 1986, so these years it was a little normalization in Spain with all the things, but we didn't spoke about Jewish and about other religions. It was a Catholic religion, and sure that it is a change after Juan Carlos and after the monarchy, and we see this now, the last years, the 10 last years from Spain, that's another evolution. But during the life from my parents, it was always not all still in Spain.
No, I don't mean about being Jewish. I mean about their own history. After there was democracy in Spain, your parents still didn't talk about all of this.
No.
Why do you think? Do you think it was because...
They were afraid. They were afraid with all the history, because our history from their family, we are a family from Germany and from Czechoslovakia. So our family was despair with the Shoah. More than 35 persons died in the Shoah, and only a little from the childs that they can go out, they survive on the Second War, on the Shoah.
Tell us about what you found in the boxes after your mother died.
I found all the history from my grandfathers, from my father's side and from my mother's side. From my mother's side, I didn't know nothing about. I didn't know the names from my grandfather and from my grandmother, because they will be deported from Germany in October 1940. And they are in French, in three different camps between 1940 and 1942. And they are after transported to Auschwitz. All the family. And I found all the letters from my grandmother, and she write to my father, and my father keep the copy from the that he answer with a typewriter, and my father keep the copy from the typewriter, so I can know all the history, because it's the letter from my grandmother and after the copy from the typewriter from my father. And all the letters are between 1940 and 1942.
That must have been quite a shock for you. I mean, you must have been very affected by that.
It was a shock for me, but I didn't know nothing about this. And so I asked to study what is happening in French between this time. And it was, for me, it was a surprise. And for me, it was necessary to know till I have all what is happening. So I could go to the Museum from the Shoah in Paris, and I find what is happening with my grandfather and with my grandfather. I know it is all the documentation that they will be departed from Marseille in September, at the beginning from September 1942, to Drancy, and from Drancy the 7th of September of 1942 they will be deported to Auschwitz. And I have all the list from the transport, the train, the number of the train. It was the number 29. In this train they depart 1,000 persons. In the documentation from Auschwitz, they write that 890 will be going directly to the gas chambers, and only 53 will go to Auschwitz. From these 53 men and women, survive only, I think, 15 persons. It was terrible. Finally, I know what is happening with my grandfathers, but it was necessary for me to know this.
What did you do with all these documents? How did you write the book?
Yes, when I find all this history, I am going to different professors of history to know the history and to work with them. And I had the opportunity last year to work with a year program for the recuperation of the memory from the Shoah, and with three partners. One of them was the Diputación de Barcelona, other one was the Museo de Shoah of Paris, and the other one the Museo Topográfico del Terror of Berlin. So with the three partners, we are working together with to make a program. This program is finished this May, and it was really very interesting, and I think successful, because it's a program to expand, to explain for other people and for citizens from Spain that there are no very poor things about the Shoah, and to explain the history. And the people, they like to know. And I think that that's very interesting, is that the world must know what is happening.
Well, Spanish education for 40 years didn't say anything at all about it.
Now it's coming all the history, because during Franco no one spoke about this. And now I think it's very interesting. The people like to know.
You said that some children from your family were able to escape to different places. Have you met other people from your family?
Yes, I meet people now in Tel Aviv, in Prague, in Vienna, in London, in Buenos Aires. My cousin from Buenos Aires is vice president from the DAIA, from the Jewish community of Buenos Aires. New York, Boston, Montreal, and Quebec. So we have a big family now.
That must be wonderful.
That's, yes, very nice. And we are meeting each another. And now, next month, I have 2 persons from Montreal. And in October, I will go to New York, Boston, and Montreal to meet another one. So it's very...
You were raised Catholic. Did this whole story bring you closer to either Judaism or to the Jewish communities anywhere?
Yes, because I know now people from the Jewish community, they invited me, and I go there. But now for me is an addition to my identity. I have my identity here in Spain. I born here in Spain. I have my family here. I study here. But for me is... is a positive energy and a very big addition, my Jewish origin.
The book called The Seven Boxes just came out in Spanish. Is it being translated into English, do you know?
Yes, that's the next step for us, is to translate this one in English, perhaps in French, German, and sure in Hebrew.
Because, of course, our listeners speak English. Is there anything else you would like to add that we may have left out?
I am very happy to expand this story. It's the story from my family, but it's a story that it will be the story from thousands and thousands and thousands from families in Europe. And I think it's very important when it's a personal story, the force is very big. And so I think it can be very positive to know what is happening with a personal story like from our family.
Thank you very much. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is englishcorner@radiosefarad.com. See you next week.